Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Steward Health Care is up against a deadline. Governor Maura Healey says Steward must provide detailed financial information by the end of the day. The hospital chain appears to be in deep distress and has been in talks with state officials about the future of its facilities. But WBUR's Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey reports the company has long held financial information secret.
This dispute started almost a decade ago. Massachusetts requires hospital systems to disclose financial statements every year. All companies follow this rule, except for Steward. A Superior Court judge ruled the company must share the data, but Steward appealed.
We need to understand all the dimensions and facets of this challenge.
Kate Walsh is the State Secretary of Health and Human Services. She visited Steward's Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton this week.
We are particularly stymied in our efforts to understand the relationship of the hospitals in our state to the corporate structure.
Steward is a private for-profit company that operates more than 30 hospitals across the country. 9 are in Massachusetts. Over the years, Steward has shared some financial information, but redacted important details. Executives argue the company shouldn't have to share its business secrets. Nancy Kane, a hospital finance expert who has studied Steward, says the lack of information means policymakers don't have a full picture of what's happening.
You need to get the audited financials to understand where the money came from and where the money's gone.
Kane says these documents could help the state develop a plan to protect patients as Steward looks to leave Massachusetts.
We don't want to see Brockton and Haverhill and Dorchester and these markets where, you know, certain Steward hospitals are struggling. We don't want to see them lose access to services. And so you need to know how real the financial situation is and have as much lead time as you can get to be able to figure out what to do about.
Kane says what is known about Steward's numbers isn't good. The company lost money for years and has far more debt than assets. Members of Congress are also demanding answers from Steward. U.S. Representative Stephen Lynch says if the company fails to cooperate, Congress could take action.
We could probably issue subpoenas to get that information or to pull officials from Steward Healthcare before Congress.
Steward officials say they have provided tens of thousands of pages of data to state officials, but the Healey administration says these documents are not enough. Healey hasn't specified how she'll respond if Steward doesn't comply with her deadline. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey.